Hello and welcome to the podcast, UFOWarning.com. If you haven't been by the site, stop by and check it out, UFOWarning.com. Today, I would like to talk a little bit about a sighting that happened down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Now, I got a link on the website, UFOWarning.com. There's a link there to the YouTube video. And so what happened was this guy, I think it was like back on August 9th or something, he set up his camera. He wanted to do some time-lapse photography of a thunderstorm that was moving in. And it's a great shot. I mean, really beautiful scenery. So what he did was he had his camera set up. It looks like maybe from across the bay. I'm not real familiar with Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. But he had this camera set up, and then you could see the skyline across the water there, whether it's a beach or bay or whatever. And you can see all the tall buildings there with the lights on. It's really pretty. And in the background, it's in the evening, it's at nighttime. And in the background, there's a big thunder head moving in. And he set this camera up to do some time-lapse photography, what was, oh, I think about a 40-minute time-lapse. And the quality of the picture is pretty good, actually, especially for a YouTube video. So he sets this thing up and winds the camera up, lets it go. And when he goes to develop, well, not develop anymore, I suppose, because it's all electronic, but when he downloads the image on his computer, he notices this spectacular array of lights that are kind of just above the skyscrapers down there in the big buildings. And it's really neat. There must be a dozen, maybe a couple dozen of these. They almost look like white orbs. Or possibly, the lights on an airplane, but they're not. It's pretty clear they're not. This thing is huge. This array of light stretches all across the horizon on this picture. And it looks like it's got to be, I don't know, a couple miles across, because it takes in the entire downtown area there where all the big tall buildings are at. And above those buildings, you see this long string of lights that goes from one end to the other. And then they're not like just a string of lights, though. I mean, they actually outline what looks like an enormous saucer-shaped craft. It's a little hard to make out the details, but because it's at night and there is a thunderstorm moving in, but they don't look like a bunch of Chinese lanterns or a bunch of, as one person suggested, military guys jumping out of airplanes and parachutes holding on to flares. I mean, these things are there for the whole 40-minute duration that the picture was being exposed, or I should say that the time-lapse pictures were being taken. And so what you see is an elliptical shape where you have a string of lights on the bottom and a string of lights on top. And this stretches, most of the way across the picture, the horizon there. And then there seems to be a string of lights out past this elliptical shape. So, I mean, when I'm looking at it, it's almost as if it's an outline of an enormous, and I mean enormous, like miles wide, saucer-shaped craft with possibly some additional craft, I suppose you'd call them, strung along at the edge of this thing. Like a mothership with maybe a half a dozen little scout ships out to the side. You really have to go to the website, UFOWarning.com. Click on the link. It'll take you right to YouTube, and you'll see it. At Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, UFO photographed. It's fantastic, really. Now, I think he said that he actually gave the photograph, or the video, rather, to a local paper, and then they published it. So this happened a month or two ago, but it's online now, and it's really worth taking a look at. Of course, some of the debunkers came out right away and claimed that what was being seen there wasn't a spacecraft at all, that it was airplanes, or perhaps it was a military base doing parachute exercises with the parachute personnel and flares. Look, you can watch the video. This is absolutely not flares falling out of an airplane. It's absolutely not military guys jumping out of airplanes with flares, and it's absolutely not an airplane. This is a huge array of lights that may or may not be the outline of a giant UFO. They may just be the globes. Lights that are situated in a way that it appears to be. That's kind of what happened with the Phoenix lights, if you remember back, I think it was 97. Some people thought that they saw a miles wide huge triangular craft go overhead, and then some people just said no, it wasn't actually a craft, it was just an array of orbs that made it seem like a craft. Sometimes, and when we as humans see an object, our eyes want to fill in the blanks. It's natural for us, if we see part of something, our brain wants to imagine the whole thing there. So sometimes it does create a little bit of an optical illusion. I would just have to say, go and watch the video yourself. It's really cool. I can't decide 100% if it's just a collection of orbs that are just kind of hovering there, or if it's actually the outline of this, massive, massive ship. Either way, it's not anything man-made as far as I can tell. It's very, very interesting. So I did a little bit of research online, and I found out that Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, is kind of a UFO hotspot. Well, first off, there was one other strange thing that happened, and you can look this up online. It's been in the news a little bit on Express. Drudge Report linked to it. Not a UFO sighting in the air, but a strange object that washed up on the beach. There's been a lot of talk about that. I don't want you to be confused with that. Some people have claimed it was a space junk, or some people claim that it might have been part of a UFO. I think Tyler on security team had the best idea. He seems to think that it might be one of these foam. It's like a large foam. Almost like if you'd imagine that it's just a connecting device where when they're putting in a underwater pipeline, and they use these giant foam connectors to connect one piece of pipe to the other. And he had some pictures on there, and I think he's right about that. I think that thing is just some not space junk, but just something that was involved in a drilling operation, and the foam was used to keep these sections of pipe floated together as they lay them down, on the ocean bed floor. They pump gas through them or whatever. So I don't want you to be confused with that. What this thing, the video portrays, is nothing to do with space junk. It is definitely a UFO of some kind. Now, back to Myrtle Beach. They have had a lot of sightings down there. It's really is. It's, you know, I know we say this all the time about UFO hotspots, but Myrtle Beach has had a lot of sightings, and a lot of orb sightings specifically. In fact, I found a video on YouTube, and it was one of those UFO hunting documentaries that was done a couple years ago. And it was a good documentary, a good show. I liked it. They've got four people, I believe, that do the investigation. And the only problem I had with it is the camera work. They do the jerky camera thing, and after you watch about 10 minutes of it, you got vertigo. I don't know why they wanted to film it that way. But the content of the documentary itself is really pretty thorough and pretty fair for the most part. I put a link on ufowarning.com to that too. It's like a 50-minute documentary, and it covers Myrtle Beach, South Carolina specifically. And I think it goes back to like 2016, I think, is when it came out. They interview a guy down there, and he's in the video, and he has been doing videos at that time. In 2016, he had been doing videos in Myrtle Beach since about 2012 as a UFO researcher, and he would just go out at night and videotape the sky. He was consistently coming up with these orbs, orange orbs, white orbs, that we're all familiar with now. And some of them were arrayed in patterns, and some of them were zigzagging all over the place. It's really cool stuff. I didn't see with his work any of this massive array of orbs that looked like a giant disc-shaped UFO, but he had a lot of really good footage on there from about 2012 to 2016 of these orbs. And he was an interesting fellow to interview. He started out kind of as an enthusiast and a hobbyist, but it seemed like the work had kind of gotten to him a little bit, to the point where he was starting to be a little bit concerned about the motives behind whoever or whatever was creating these orbs. And in that documentary, there is a fellow, his name is Daryl Sims. You can look him up online. He's been around for a while. I think since about 2009, he's been pretty active in the UFO community. And Daryl says that he is a UFO abductee, an alien abductee. And in the documentary there, they introduce him as a former CIA employee. I don't really hadn't really gotten into his background too much, but he seems pretty authentic. He seems pretty upfront. I like his style of investigating. And Daryl, he had a rather I guess bad experience as an abductee, and he definitely does not go along with the notion that aliens are space brothers. He has a feeling that a lot of these UFO phenomena that are being visited upon us are actually malevolent, that they're not nice, they're not good, and that they're really here to hurt people. And so he comes at it from a little bit different perspective. But what I like about Daryl is that he's sincere. And so, it's whatever angle a person wants to take in a research is fine, as long as I believe is they're sincere and they can back up their beliefs. And for Daryl, his reason for feeling the way he does is because he says, "Hey, I was abducted, and it was not a good experience." So the documentary, it's cool too. I really enjoyed listening to it. I couldn't watch it because the whole camera action, the way they shot it with the camera jerking all over the place, honestly gave me vertigo. So I just had to, turn the video off and listen to it. It's got great narration. But at any rate, they went down there and did an investigation. And, you came up with the same debunking stuff of, well, the military was doing drills or whatever, but they really couldn't prove, what this guy had filmed was fake. I mean, this guy has put out, dozens and dozens of videos, and honestly, there's not a really decent explanation for what these things are, other than that they are an unexplained phenomenon. So I thought that was, kind of a cool backstory to this most recent UFO video that's come out that's on YouTube. And the thing about this most recent one is, from what I could see, the guy that filmed it, he's not actually a UFO researcher. He was actually just filming a weather event. And you do see that sometimes. People are doing their own thing. They're just hobbyists. They're filming a weather event, and then you end up with these unexplained UFO phenomena that are occurring, near this weather event, which brings up a whole another bunch of questions about, well, are these UFO, are they feeding off the lightning storm? Are they a product of the storm? Or maybe is the storm a product of them? It opens up a whole new line of questioning and a whole new line of reasoning. All some really fun stuff to look at. But I have to say that the picture quality on this looks authentic. It doesn't seem like if someone was going to fake a UFO sighting, that they would, use something like this. That's just a little bit obtuse. I think the guy's telling the truth. It really seems like, yes, he was out there at Myrtle Beach. He was filming this really massive thunderhead moving in. He was using the time lapse photography like he claimed, and this is what we got. We got a 40-minute view of this amazing UFO phenomenon that's worth looking at. And then, like I said, if you want to do some back study into this, a little research about Myrtle Beach and this globe type UFO that's been showing up there for, at least since 2012, it's been documented. Then go ahead, go to the site ufowarning.com. I have a link there to the documentary that was done on it. It's really a pretty decent documentary where these four people go out in the field. They talk to the videographer, the researcher, and they go through and they They examine the videos he's come up with, and they present a bunch of different possibilities of what it might be, and then you can make up your own mind. But in my opinion, Myrtle Beach is showing up as a UFO hotspot specifically for these orbs, and it's interesting if we can find a certain geographic location that specializes in a specific type of UFO. To my mind, that gives us an opportunity to research what these things are, because when we talk about UFOs, there's so many different type of UFO phenomena that we can get lost in the data sometimes. There's just so much stuff out there, and if we're ever going to get to the bottom of this phenomenon, I think we need to try to isolate the different types of phenomena, and then maybe narrow down our explanations so we can start to get our minds around what's going on here. So once again, go to the website ufowarning.com. Take a look at the most recent Myrtle Beach sighting of these orbs. Very cool. And then, like I said, if you'd like to do a little further research, there's a great documentary that's linked on there, and you can take a look at what the experts found and see what they thought about the sightings that were happening 4, 5, 6 years ago. So all the way around, a very interesting. A very interesting line of research, and it's fun to catch up on some of this recent stuff and see what's behind it and what's been going on. That's all I have for today. Over and out, UFOWarning.com.